So I'm hearing something I have not heard before. Let me see. It's Merchandise. Mm-hmm. What's the name of this album?
The album's called The Corpse Wired for Sound.
Okay. What track are we listening to here?
We're listening to track 3, Right Back From the Start, one of my favorite songs on the album.
So who's Merchandise? What's this band all about?
So they're from Tampa, Florida.
Okay.
This is their 6th album. To be honest with you, I haven't followed much of their other albums. I've always heard great things.
If it's number 6, I should probably have heard of them by now.
Yeah.
We're not paying close enough attention here.
I have heard a couple songs from some of their previous ones, not the full albums, but it definitely sounded different to me.
Well, let me ask you this. You know how you like to categorize things. People are like, if you like this, you will like this. So if you like what, you will like Merchandise.
Oh, man. So it definitely grabbed on strong to a couple of my older loves. Things like Psychedelic Furs, Depeche Mode, Jesus and Mary Chain, some Smiths, Echo and the Bunnymen, and definitely Kiss Me, Kiss Me, Kiss Me era, The Cure.
So it brought you back to the 80s a little bit.
A little bit.
Okay.
So this album shows the band bringing it back to the core 3 members. Out of the 6 records they have, the first one they've actually recorded in a studio. Everything else has been in their bedrooms and things like that to record. But it was shared between multiple places, Florida, Berlin, and a little bit in New York, and then most of the bigger production stuff was done in Italy. The songs on this one are a lot shorter. The songwriting is a lot stronger, coming from a lyrical point.
Well, I think you were telling me the other day, if I remember right, or you put it on Facebook or something, this is, what, your favorite album of 2016?
Yep.
I mean, but why is that?
I'm sure you've noticed after us doing this quite a bit that I tend to like things that have slightly, like, sad or dark hints to it. Even though this might be, you know, have like electronic beats and drums and soaring guitars, sometimes the lyrical content is very, I like downers. I'm a big fan of downers. It's just, you know, when people,
for Mr. Positive, that's an interesting,
yeah, but I feel like it gets, I feel like raw emotion of having to deal with like pain and suffering, or I mean not so much this, but just having to deal with a very strong emotion like that makes for better songwriting. Like, if you know, if you write songs all day about how much you love cupcakes, you know, that's great, no, but at the same time, you're going to get more, at least I'm going to listen to you more if you're like, I had a bad day. Oh, yeah, tell me about it. Like, I want to hear about that.
Well, why don't you take us to another track here?
Sure. So this one is track 6, Shadow of the Truth. This is the one that, man, if you want to talk about Depeche Mode and that Cure thing I was talking about, Woo! This one got me pretty good.
Okay.
This guitar line is just killing me. Oh, so the album's named after a J.G. Ballard short story, and the band has considered this album kind of as a corpse, forever singing in spite of everything. This last track is definitely, every review that I had read and other, like, doing research on it, everybody does agree that this is one of the best songs that they've ever written. It was actually written 10 years ago by the other primary writer, David Vassalotti, and Carson Cox is the other main writer. And so it was written by the other writer, but it definitely takes a different, whole new mold, having someone else sing it for him. And they'd had trouble for 10 years trying to find the right way of recording some of the songs, similar to the last Radiohead record where those songs were really old and they finally found the precise way to do it.
So what track is this we're listening to right now?
This is the track, it's I Will Not Sleep Here. It starts off with this beautiful acoustic guitar, and the song just continues to build and add more instrumentation throughout. Even one of the strongest lines over the entire album, blood is thicker than water, but both can go down the same drain.
Blood is thicker than water, but both can go down the same drain. Blood is thicker than water,
The name of the album is A Corpse Wired for Sound. It's merchandise. And Jared Alcorn at Waiting Room Records in Uptown Normal is taking us through some of the tracks. You got another one or two on your mind here?
Another one I really like on the album is going to be track 5, which is Lonesome Sound. This is one of the most driving songs on the album. And not to take away from lyrical content or everything, but I definitely feel like this would be a song that I would see in like a dance prom scene from like a John Cusack 80s movie.
I see the boombox above your head right now, Jared. The band is merchandise. The album is A Corpse Wired for Sound. Jared Alcorn at Waiting Room Records in Uptown Normal. Thank you so much for introducing me to a brand new sound here.
Yeah, thanks, John, for letting me do this.